Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari Jaya. Gopi Jana Vallabha Jaya Girivaradhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Jaya Girivaradhari Jashodanandana Jaya Braja Janaranjana Jaya Jashodanandana Jaya Braja Janaranjana Jaya Jamuna Tira Banachari Jaya Kunja Vihari Jamuna Tira Banachari Jaya Kunja Vihari Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari Jaya Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Rama Rama Ram Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Rama, Rama Ram Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Rama, Rama Ram Hare Hare, Hare Hare Hare. ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितानेन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वंदे अहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलान् श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगन रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगन ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च जयतां सुरतोर्पंगो मम मंदमतेर्गतिः मद सर्वस्व पादाम्भोजो राधा मदन मोहनो दिव्यवृंदारण्यकल्पद्रुमदः श्रीमद्रत्नागार सिंहासनस्थो श्री श्री राधा श्रील गोविंद देवो पृष्ठालिभिः सेव्यमानं स्मरामि श्रीमान् रासरसारम्भी वंशी वटतटस्थितः कर्षन् वेणुर्स्वनैर्गोपी गोपीनाथ श्रीयेस्तु नः कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय हरये परमात्मने प्रणतक्लेशनाशाय गोविंदाय नमो नमः नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदी गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 26, text number 60th, which has a short purport, so we'll move on to the next one also. So please repeat.
Kshutpipase tatah shatam samudrastve tayoravut athasya ridayam bhinnam ridayan mana utthitam kshutpipase tatah shatam samudrastvetayoravut athasya ridayam bhinnam ridayan mana utthitam. Shatam Muttitam.
others.
Kshutipase,
hunger and thirst.
Tataha,
then.
Shatam,
appeared.
Samudraha,
the ocean.
Tu,
then.
Etayo,
in their wake.
Abhut,
appeared.
Atha,
then.
Asya,
of the universal form.
Hridayam,
a heart.
Bhinnam,
appeared.
Hridayat,
from the heart.
Manaha,
the mind.
Uttitam,
appeared.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Next groove, feelings of hunger and thirst. And in their wake came the manifestation of the oceans. Then a heart became manifest. And in the wake of the heart, the mind appeared. Purport. The ocean is considered to be the presiding deity of the abdomen, where the feelings of hunger and thirst originate. In the abdomen, not in the mind. Huh? Hunger and thirst has origin in the abdomen. Kind of we get signals from the mind, but mind is not independent. It's coming from abdomen. They're all connections. When there is an irregularity in hunger and thirst, one is advised, according to Ayurveda treatment, to take a bath in the ocean. Now you know the treatment. Okay, that's the end of that purport. So we'll text 61.
Manasas chandrama jato buddhir buddher giram patihi ahankaras tato rudras chittam chaityas tato bhavat.
Translation purport by Srila Prabhupada. After the mind, the moon appeared. Intelligence appeared next. And after intelligence, Lord Brahma appeared. Then the false ego appeared. And then Lord Shiva. And after the appearance of Lord Shiva came consciousness. And the deity presiding over consciousness. Purport. The moon appeared after the appearance of the mind. Same moon. Moon, well, there's only one moon. Our Lord is also moon. Krishna Chandra.
Ramachandra, Chaitanya Chandra. There's a little talk about that coming up here in this purport. But this Chandra mentioned here by Kapil Muni is the moon in the sky. The moon appeared after the appearance of the mind. And this indicates that the moon is presiding deity of the mind. Something in the body is appearing, some part. Then its predominating deity appears out there in the universe. And we'll be talking about that in a minute. But quickly, the creation is called Brahmand and the body is called Pinda. Pinda, whatever is in Brahmand, there is also in the Pinda. Corresponding manifestations. Similarly, Lord Brahma, appearing after intelligence, is a presiding deity of intelligence. And Lord Shiva, who appears after false ego, is a presiding deity of false ego. In other words, it is indicated that the moon god is in mode of goodness, whereas Lord Brahma is in mode of passion, and Lord Shiva is in mode of ignorance. The appearance of consciousness after appearance of false ego indicates that from the beginning, the material consciousness is under the mode of ignorance, and that one therefore has to purify himself by purifying his consciousness. This purificatory process is called Krishna consciousness. Very well. As soon as the consciousness is purified, the false ego disappears. Identification of the body with the self is called false identification or false ego. Lord Chaitanya confirms this in his Shikshastak. He states that the first result of chanting of Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, is that the dirt is cleared from the consciousness or the mirror of the mind. And then at once the blazing fire of material existence is over. Did you get that? Don't sleep. You may miss some very important points. The blazing fire of material existence is due to false ego, but as soon as the false ego is removed, one can understand his real identity. At that point, he is actually liberated from clutches of Maya. As soon as one is freed from the clutches of false ego, his intelligence also becomes purified. And then his mind is always engaged upon the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everything is there in the one purport. Okay, each purport is complete in itself. The Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared on the full moon day as Gaurachandra, or the spotless transcendental moon, The material moon has spots on it. But on the transcendental moon, Gaura Chandra, there are no spots. In order to fix the purified mind in the service of the Supreme Lord, one has to worship the spotless moon, Gaura Chandra. Those who are materially passionate, or those who want to exhibit their intelligence for material advancement in life, are generally worshippers of Lord Brahma. And the persons who are in gross ignorance of identifying the body worship Lord Shiva. Materialists like Hiranyakashipu and Ravan are worshippers of Lord Brahma or Lord Shiva. But Prahlad and other devotees in service of Krishna consciousness worship the Supreme Lord, the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Balarama Ki. So this is probably you're in Vrindavan during Kartik and expecting some Rasa Leela kind of topics. But don't be disappointed. This would lead to that one. First thing first, then comes the next thing. So this is the first thing in the Bhagavatam. This is also Leela. Creation, the fundamental principles of material nature, spoken by Lord Kapil Dev. Spoken to his own mother. Certainly, Kapil Dev wouldn't be wasting his time. It's important. It is essential to know the Lord. Not just dancing and playing his flute. But in the whole context of the creation, where we fit into, but we want to get out of this existence, entanglement of this existence, we have to understand how we are bound before we understand how Yashoda bound Krishna. That's nice to relish those pastimes of Damodar. But let us first understand how we are bound. What is binding us? If something has tied you down, sometimes thread or rope, that rope is tied around wherever, here or wherever. Before you try to untie that knot, what do? You first take a close look at, you look from here, this way, that way, where should I start untying the knot? This knot, okay, now. And then what is next, and what is next, and you understand how that rope has bound you. Before you you know, begin untying that knot. So, same principle
applies.
What is binding me before how I could become free from that bond? That is kind of subject matter of the third canto of Bhagavatam, or his earlier cantos before we go to Ukkala Bandhan Leela, Ukkala Bandhan. Bandhan. Krishna was bound to the mortar, Ukkal.
Athate sam pravikshami tatvanam lakshanam prithak.
This is how we are in text 60th, but the very first verse of this chapter says, my dear mother,
athate sam pravikshami, I will now speak to you, sam pravikshami,
thoroughly, in detail, I will provide you all the details,
sam pravikshami, tatvanam lakshanam prithak.
The elements, material existence, which is binding. So you will know the symptoms. You will understand those elements and their functions.
Yad viditva vimuccheta purushaha prakratair gunaihi prakritehi kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashaha ahankara vimudatma karta aham iti manyate.
Lord says Bhagavad Gita. That is Bhagavad Gita. Just something introductory. And you want to find explanation? Purport to Bhagavad Gita is a Bhagavatam. Is Bhagavad Gita is a verse or a text, Bhagavatam is a purport. Explanation. So, prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashaha. Everyone is bound. Everyone is bound by the three modes of material nature. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani. Gunai karmani sarvashaha. All our activities are controlled by gunai, guna. Again, the ropes of the material, three modes of material nature. They are making us dance. We do not see those ropes. They have been mentioned in this chapter. Presiding deities are there of each and every part of our body, gross and subtle, as my hand is moving. I hope in Vrindavan, demigods have no control, it is said so. The demigods have no access. Although they have full charge over the material existence. But in Vrindavan, they cannot even pick up dust from one spot and place it. They have no... So, purushaha prakratair gunai. So, by knowing the symptoms, the activities of the gunas of the material nature, vimuccheta, one becomes vimuccheta, becomes free. So before the discourse, this is the purpose stated. Why am I going to talk to you? All that I would be talking to you at great length and full details. My purpose is this, Lord says, Kapil Muni. Yad viditva vimuccheta. One becomes free. You become mukta, then you become bhakta. Then you could sit down and relish the pastimes of the Lord. Not while you are being bothered. This whole agitation going on and you are not taken care of it. Not subdued the mind and not attend the intelligence. Dadami buddhi yogam. Intelligence coming directly from the Lord. Ena mam upayanti te. And that intelligence, Lord says, then my devotee will use that intelligence to come to me. Not to exploit this material existence and try to exploit, enjoy, of course. Ishvaro aham, with that spirit. Krit pipase tataha shyatam. So thirst and hunger has become manifest. Tataha shyatam, after something. So this verse, what has been stated in the beginning of this verse, has connection with the ending of the previous verse. Udaram nirabhidyata. Then appeared an abdomen. Verse 59 said, then appeared the abdomen. Udaram nirabhidyata. Tataha. So from once there was abdomen, krit pipase, there was thirst and hunger. And then samudras, then the ocean, presiding deity. Ridayam bhinnam ridayat mana utthitam. Oh, that connection. Then the heart became manifest. And ridayat, from riday, mana utthitam. Heart and then mind. Manas chandrama jato. Then when there is a mind, presiding deity of mind, the moon. Then intelligence. Then giram patihi. Pati, the Brahma is born. Ahankaras tatha. Then the false ego. Rudras chittam. Then Rudra is born. Tataha abhavat. And that's kind of what could living entity with teeny brain, Prabhupada is saying. Teeny? Teeny brain. Tiny brain. Teeny brain. What could they understand? Almost beyond them. Almost the subject matter which could be described as achintya, and you could just keep it aside. That's not for me, you know. Achintya. Inconceivable. But something. Not that Kapil Muni has said everything here, but something that human beings possibly could grasp has been presented. And then you have to be also some sort of devotee to even understand this. To assimilate this
information, not just accumulate but assimilate. Assimilation is yet another level. Not you put the food in this inside, but then it has to be digested, assimilated into energy that you could use for functioning. So all that has been said here. It's not just information technology here. What is going on in this world today? Information technology. But there's no transformation. Lots of information, no transformation. But this information is of another nature. Meant to change, transform us. Transform our character, our whole paradigm shift. Leading to, in fact, not only studying the principles of material nature, but then the source of this nature, or whose nature is it? Prabhupada, whose nature is it? So by knowing this nature, we could lead a natural life. Leading to the spiritual life is most, that's a natural life. Not life in this world without Krishna consciousness. It may be some kind of simple life or natural living, but if it is not Krishna conscious living, then it is not again natural. It is artificial, material. So spiritual life is the natural, ultimately natural life. So Purusha, Virat Purusha has been talked about, and from from Virat Purush, the two other Purushas are coming. All the living entities are Purushas, and the demigods are Purushas. The dead matter cannot move by itself. If I leave this watch, it will stay there unless some living force picks it up and places it in another place. Or some strong wind could also come. You don't see who is behind the wind. There's a demigod, some demigod behind the wind, and he could blow my watch. My watch. My watch. So either, just to simplify, some living force, living entity can move the nature, the dead matter. So living entities at our level, whatever different movements we manage, again, we are not free. We move things, we move ourselves, or something move. We move. First we move. But then we are not independent in our movements unless the demigods are right behind us, right with us, above us.
But again, then demigods are also not free to move. There is someone above them, and that is Supreme Personality of Godhead, who declares again in Bhagavad Gita, Maya Adhyakshena Prakriti Suyate Sa Chara Chara. Supreme Personality of Godhead is a superintendent. He is moving the matter through demigods and the living entities. He is in charge. He is the boss, and there's no one above him. What I was talking earlier, all that is in the Brahmand, in the universe, that is also in the little universe of our body. So Brahmand is Brahmand, and the body is called Pinda. Like Pinde, Pinde, Matir Bhinna, you heard? Or some say Munde, Munde, Matir Bhinna. Munde, every head has a mati, intelligence, ideas, concepts, bhinna. Munde, munde, matir bhinna. Each munda, or is also called pinda, matir bhinna. And then it says, ya mati sa gati. Kind of mati, what kind of mati you have, that kind of gati you achieve, that kind of destination you achieve. So mati and gati. So first mati. So munde munde matir bhinna. Different ideas to exploitation, enjoyment, and then you go different directions. Brahmanda brahmite. Brahman, they are going round and round because you have faith, you want to enjoy this, enjoy that, and your gati, destination, different. Anyway, this is complicating things. So, the munda and pinda, that's what we're talking. That means body. Munda, pinda is body. And all that is in the universe gets into the body. Pinda. It's called pindanam. There's a word called pindanam. We're just looking at the dictionary meaning. Coagulation. There's a word called coagulation. That in chemistry laboratory, if you are gone or with the use of electrodes, there's some kind of solution and electrodes, especially alum, then they all get attracted to this. And they all get together and form kind of a hard substance or body. All that is in the solution, now some particular elements, they come together and form a pinda, pindanam, coagulation. So all that is in the universe, from Brahmand, it comes and forms a pinda, forms a body. So that's something that has come up in this chapter. What we have in the body, there's corresponding existence of it in the universe, and it's predominating deity. We have abdomen inside, but the ocean connection, like that. Everything has a connection around us or in the universe, and demigods in charge, and ultimately the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is kind of Sankhya Yoga and Sankhya points, brings us to the origin of all these elements. And that is Aham Sarvasya Prabhavaha Mattaha Sarvam Pravartate. That again, Bhagavad Gita. Aham Sarvasya Prabhavaha. Lord is source of all that exists, spiritual as well as the material existence. So how this world was created, whole cosmos and cosmology, is a very major, one of the 10 unanswered questions, they say. How the world was created, how it came into existence, there is no answer to this question. And if there are answers or explanations that exist, that is right here. The third canto of Bhagavatam. You find some astronomy also in the fifth canto of Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is answer to all the questions. Otherwise, without the help of this knowledge, this shabda, sound coming from the Lord, this knowledge coming from the Lord, how could possibly living entities could understand something that happened billions of years ago? You could only speculate, and that speculation is one speculation called Big Bang. Some Big Bang. And some kind of explosion took place. But then who was there to explode it? Someone has to be there to create the, become the cause of the explosion. All these terrorists are doing explosions. Latest one took place in Assam, we heard. They may not be on the spot, but at remote somewhere there, pushing button. Someone behind. You may not see. So there is nothing automatic in this world. There is nothing automatic. When we do not see someone, or we don't see the cause or hand involved, then we go, oh, it's automatic. There is nothing automatic. There's few. Find out, go deeper, trace back the connection, you will see. Ultimately, there's a person behind, behind this Big Bang. There's a Mahatattva, and the glancing upon that mass, the matter, and creating agitation. And the living entities entering, and then bodies and the whole Mahavishnu and more universes, and Garbhadakshayi Vishnu entering each universe, and then Kshirodakshayi Vishnu entering each of those atoms, andantarastha. Paramanu chayantarastham, Lord says, andantarastham, I am in the anda, means Brahmanda, and that is Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. Andantarastham, paramanu, anu, anu bomb, anu, the atom, paramanu chayantarastham, I am within the atom also. Kan kan me Bhagavan, in India, Karn Karn Me Bhagavan. Every Anu Paramanu, there's a Lord. So he is in the smallest unit of the universe, he is there. And in whole Brahman, he is there as kind of a soul of that universal body in the form of Garbhadakshe Vishnu. Lord is described. Where is Lord present? This is Lord is present. Otam Protam. Lord's existence is described as is Otam Protam. Like in a cloth, the threads are this way and that way. There are threads everywhere in a cloth. This way, that way. So Lord is everywhere. Andantarastha paramanu jayantarastham. So this speculation, trying to avoid God. Because we don't need God. Because I am God. Ishvaro aham, that's the idea. Then you forget these Shastras, Gita, Bhagavad, because they talk of some other God and who has seen and all that. And the reasoning, some of this, there's a faith and reason. Oh, these are just blind followers, these religionists. We are another party. We are reasoning party. We want to reason. We want to see the proof of everything before we accept the facts. So this kind of, I don't know, when it starts. This has always existed. But in the modern times, this may be started whenever this industrial civilization, so-called Western civilization came into existence, that who was he? He wanted to come to India, but he went. Columbus, same time as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was exploring the Gaurachandra mentioned in this purport. He was going within, deeper, and he was talking about going within, realizing the soul and going within to the super soul. This fellow, he traveled. He wanted to come to India, but he went to the other direction. And he found the land of opportunities. Land of opportunity, which is now melting down. Economic meltdown. So it started some 500 years ago, and they got into another economy. There was agrarian economy in this world, headed by Nanda Maharaj in Gokul. He was a leader of the agrarian community, Vaishya community, Nandaraj or Brajaraj. And then new, and that was being followed in Vedic times. Economy is based on the land and the cows. Who is wealthy? One who has more cows, more land. That person is a wealthy person. Not who has more nuts and bolts. And when you are hungry, you cannot do the deep frying of nuts and bolts in your petrol and eat some of them for your breakfast. And when you are hungry at lunchtime, you cannot cut up those tubes and tires and have a nice lunch with your tubes and tires. Spaghetti. So that's the kind of the material. So industrial civilization, an industrial economy was created with that the faithlessness came into existence. Show me then gradually the state and religion was separated. Prior to that, the Rajarshis existed. Evam parampara praptam imam Rajarshayo viduhu. What I'm talking to you, Arjun, this is learnt in parampara. And the first party to learn this are the Rajarshis, the saintly kings. The saint and the king, this used to be the team. Because saints had, or the kings had association of the saints, or guidance, counseling from the saints. So those Rajas were Rajarshis, saintly kings. They worked as a team. State, the administration, the kingdom, the king and the advisors, the Vidwans, the Pandits, the scholars, the Brahmanas, Vaishnavas, they worked together. So, but then at some point this was separated. State and religion. Secular state. Even India went for this. With great pride, following the example of the modern civilizations of the West, India adopted this as part of their constitution in 1947. Our country is a secular state. Means we are now separating religion from. We don't have to worry. We only take care of the secular needs of the population. We only take care of the roti, kapda, makan, they talked about. Roti, you know, roti, chapati. Kapda, the clothes, makan, the housing. This is our concern. Beyond that, it's not our business. We are secular state. We don't want to interfere with religion or be partial to this religion and closer to this one and at distance from that one. No, no, we are neutral, we are secular. Let the religion go to whatever hell. And the communism also has sprung up out of this. That has again origin. The capitalism did not work. They tried few hundred years capitalism. That experiment was total failure then. The world was looking for, is there something else we could try? Okay, let's go for communism. All the country belongs to us. And we will just enjoy it together. There's no one above us. No, no. God, forget. Did you go to the church? Yes, we did. Did you ask for something? Yes. What for? What did you ask for? Oh, bread. Oh, God, give us daily bread. Did he give you? No, he did not give. Now, pray to the communist government. Oh, communist government, give us our daily bread. And they used to have these truckloads of bread. Prabhupada used to talk about this. And then they were handing out the bread. See, just see. You went to the church, you prayed to God for your daily bread. He is not giving you. But as soon as you prayed to us, wasn't there bread immediately available? So, systematically they're trying to kill the remaining faith of remaining people. Faith in God. We are just communists. But, then the day arrived, they used the cranes and they were lifting statues of Lenin from wherever they were stationed. They were lifting and they were dumping into the gutter or ocean. Lenin is the leader. You have your leader, we have our leader, Prabhupada. He was in Moscow and talking to that Kotovsky. You have your leader, Lenin. We have our leader, Krishna. You have your communism. We have our communism, Bhagavad communism. Everything belongs to the Lord. Ishavasham idam sarvam. Not that everything belongs to us now. We are, the Russians are owners of this land. We will enjoy it together. We'll share it. But we'll not share nothing with the God. The original proprietor is us. Anyway. So different. So, a lot of things are. We're going this way, we're sidetracking all over. This is also the year of, not Darwin, who's the year? 200th anniversary of Darwin's? Yes. 200. Okay, that's all right. So, this year, next year, they're getting ready for 200th anniversary of Darwin's theory of evolution, which is being dumped already, and some people are still getting ready for a grand celebration of the bicentennial of the father of this theory of evolution. Who starts, in the beginning there was amoeba, and Bhagavatam says, in the beginning there was a Brahma. Oh, amoeba, and then gradually, means no intelligence. Least intelligent being came into existence, and there was evolution, and further evolution, and Prabhupada made so many jokes about this, and he had his boot on the faces of the scientists. He wouldn't like to just kick them bare feet with the boot on and then give a kick. So, the most intelligent, Brahma and intelligence, we are seeing connection here. The most intelligent, most evolved, even four-headed, not just one head. That was the first one to take birth. Four-headed person has taken birth. This is the fact. This is the history. In the beginning, the Brahma takes birth. Not amoeba, and then evolution, and then monkeys, and then monkeys. They walk on their hind legs and fore legs. So he explains how the monkeys started kind of, rising. And the hind limbs or legs remain the legs, but the four limbs, they became the hands. And the tail of the monkey went inside. And then he was a full-fledged. So we are, one party says, our ancestry, we are ancestors of monkeys. Bhagavatam says, you are ancestors of Brahma. From Brahma's mind comes Manu, and from Manushyas come from Manu, Manuja. See, all this distraction, sidetracking, just avoid the Lord. Just avoid the Lord. So that we could remain the Lord. Could remain the Ishwaras. So Asuri Sampada, Daivi Sampada, that's a topic of Bhagavad Gita. Divine and demoniac. Those parties have always existed. But more, now in number in this age of Kali. But they are also not independent of the Lord or Lord's arrangement. They are influenced by the forgetfulness which is a creation of the Lord. Forgetfulness. Remembrance is creation of the Lord. The forgetfulness is creation of the Lord. It comes from the Lord. Sarvasya cha aham hrudi sannivishtaha mattaha smritir jnanam apauhanam. From me, I am situated in the heart as super soul, and from me comes knowledge, remembrance and forgetfulness. So if someone has forgotten God, because they wish to forget, so God arranged. Okay, you like to forget Him? I can arrange. You like to forget? Sure. I can make all the, give you all lots of logic and arguments. I will equip with you lot of logic and arguments so that you could be satisfied. Be convinced of non-existence of God. And then you could enjoy. Because if God exists, then He is going to interfere with my enjoyment. Then God is going to be talking about, oh, this is a pious activity, this is a sinful activity. Oh, if you are pious, you go to Swarga. If you are sinful, you go to hell. All this God is going to be talking and He is going to be reminding me. I'm going to be feeling guilty also. I want to just throw all this, be free, and just jump in the middle of feeling free. So you could be, forgetfulness could cover over you. And you could boldly declare, God does not exist, God does not exist. Who is saying this? God is telling him, go ahead, say. God does not exist. This is a text and purport also. Okay, a little more purport. Write books, give talks. God does not exist. But who's telling him God does not exist? God tells him. This kind of ignorance is also creation of God. Human beings have not created ignorance. It exists. What do you go for, as we were hearing yesterday? From Vyasaki Prabhu Prabhupada said, yes, I'm equal to everyone. My mercy is equal to everyone. But this, what's the name? Vishnujan. Vishnujan Prabhu has taken more of that mercy. It's equally available. So it depends what you take, how much you take. It is available. Both things are also available. Krishna consciousness is available. Illusory consciousness, illusion is also available. What do you go for? Choice is yours. You are Baddha Jeev. You are Tatastha. You are on the beach. You could enter the ocean. You could go to the land. You could come to the temple. You could go to cinema, house, some kind of. Both things are there. Is someone in there? Who is it? And the little child came to the door. Is your father here? Oh, let me check. The child goes all over big house looking for a father. Daddy, you know, your friend Tattvavit is here. Oh, that Tattvavit. Father was not interested. So he says, tell him that I'm not here.
the child back to the door and tells Tathavet, you know, my father said he is not here. My father said he is not here. A God does not exist. Who said? God said. God said that he does not exist. You want to be convinced that way? So that arrangement is also there. So this kind of party, Nastic, Astic, parties are also described. Astic party, Nastic. Asti means he is. Asti, Asti. He is. He exists, he exists. Astic, Astic. So one who accepts his existence is called Astika. And one who thinks, oh, he doesn't exist, Na Astika. Nastic. Daiva asura eva cha, devatas and asuras. The Krishna conscious party and the other party. So, I'm sure there was a time, all those who knew reading or writing, only thing that they read throughout their life was Shastras. There was nothing else to read. They didn't feel there was anything else outside Shastra they need to read. Everything was in there. Vedas and Puranas and Vedan Sutra and Gita and Bhagavat and this is all that they read. And this, all the studies were based on just the Shastras. Shash, shash. This is a dhatu or verb in Sanskrit called shash, meaning ruling over or administration, rule, shash. So the Shastras used to rule the life, guide the lives of people. Shastras. Or based on the Shastras, then the kings would rule. They would get all their mantras from Mantri. Mantri, minister. Why were they called mantris? Because they had mantras. Minister, minister. Mantri, mantriji. You know, this happened. Now what should I do? You have some mantra? And they were so smart, realized, well-versed. Immediately they would come with some mantra. They had a mantra. They had a sloka for different folks, different slokas. For every occasion they had some mantra. So one who provided mantra, they were called mantris. And mantras came from the Shastras. So kings had Shastra and Shastra. This is how so they ruled. Shastra, scriptures, and Shastra. Those who do not follow the Shastra, those who want to go against the Shastra, okay, here comes Shastra. Here comes the sword, or here comes some kind of weapon. But even using of the Shastra was based on the Shastra was based on Shastra. When to use Shastra, when to use weapon, when not to use the weapon. This was all guided by the Shastra, by the scriptures. And by learned
wise, impartial personalities. They would give this advice to the kings.
Dharmo rakshati rakshatah.
So by protecting religion, those who protect religion, in turn, that religion protects them. This is understanding. Dharmo rakshati rakshatah. You protect religion, then that religion will protect you. So kings, they would protect religion. They are protectors of religion. And then they knew then their citizens would be protected. They would always uphold the principles of religion. They always upheld the principles of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. And that was taught. All these Kula Gurus, Sandipani Muni, every school was a Vidyapeet. Every school was a Vidyapeet. And every teacher was some Rishi, some Muni. And so that has... So starting somewhere around 500 years ago, it's a big deviation, big distraction. In a big way, distancing from the Vedic thought, Vedic lifestyle and Vedic version. But the results are this total failure. That's what Prabhupada said. Modern civilization is total failure. 7 days Prabhupada spoke on this topic. In 77, his last lecture series in Bombay, Azad Maidan, every day he spoke. Modern civilization, total failure. Only alternative is Krishna consciousness. Maybe to a lot of us, it was not that obvious 30 years ago when Prabhupada was speaking, but he was foreseeing. But now it is more than clear to more people. If they are doing fine with their mundane affairs or whatever, even happily living, good health, good this, good family, good whatever, even that they cannot manage. Bad health. Most sick country in the world is America. Most sick nation on the planet is America. When I read that kind of survey result, I was not surprised. Because we all know they also are very proud. The land of opportunities. The bhoga. The bhogis on the planets. Most bhoga is done in America. Whole bhoga is taught by the Western world, and West was like a Europe, and then they went even further west. They were only in Europe. And then Columbus found the land and they moved further west and they became more western, distancing from the eastern thought. Just the opposite of the east is the west. So it's a big turnaround. And they tried. 500 years this has been tried and failure. Splitting of the families. Can't even, no peace of mind. Can't digest what they eat. Cannot sleep. Can buy very expensive beds, but they can't sleep at night. They could purchase lots of food, but when it is cooked, they tell servants, "You eat. No hunger." The big bosses have their cooks, so they cook. When the offering is ready to be offered to the bosses, bosses have no hunger. You eat, so they have nice appetite. The workers, the cooks, they eat. And this terrorism, and this, and that, and the pollution, air pollution, mind pollution, everything is polluted. Don't breathe. Close your noses. There may be instructions coming. I know in Los Angeles when the pollution is kind of bad, they close the schools, they say. Don't go out, don't send your children to the streets. Stay indoor, the very bad pollution. So one day they'll say, stop breathing, using their television communication, they have all these means. So, so mind's predominating deity is the moon, and from moon comes Oja. One who has Ojas, he is called Ojasvi. He kind of creates, his mind is healthy and creates an aura around him, and then he could defend all the attacks of different sorts, of different concepts, different this, that. He could shield himself from all those if he has a nice mind, clean mind, pure mind. So Ojasvi, Tejasvi, Yashasvi, all these things. So there, of course, for Vaishnavas, they go even beyond the mind, Chandra. They go to the moon, the Chaitanya Chandra. He is spotless and he has given process of chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He is spotless, and anyone who chants Hare Krishna, his mind also would become spotless. Chaito Darpana Marjanam. And that's a protection, or the inoculation. Krishna consciousness. Then you could protect yourself. You are. So that Chaitanya Chandra, when he appeared, this moon in the sky, he covered his face because he knew that another moon, which is spotless moon, is appearing. So this moon in the sky was thinking, oh, my face has so many spots. How could I show my face with all black spots? Let me cover my face. So he appeared with his face covered with the excuse of the moon eclipse. The comments are given like that. The moon, he didn't want to show his face. Or that Chandra, Koti Chandra Jini Vadana Vujval. Or that moon has brilliant face, like a thousands of moons, effulgence is emanating from his face, from his personality. But look at my face. I don't want to even look at so many spots. So I hide my face. So he hid his face. with the pretext, oh, there's moon eclipse, you know, moon eclipse. So both Chandras, two Chandras appeared at the same time. As moon was rising in the east on the horizon, Chaitanya Chandra, he also took birth. Chandrodai, appearance of Chandra in Mayapur Yoga Peet. So we have Chandra in the sky at our disposal. And we have yet another Chandra, best of all the Chandras, Chaitanya Chandra. And we could just take shelter of him, take shelter of something that he has delivered to the world, the holy name. And he also, Chaitanya Chandra, took great interest in this Shastra, Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanamamalam, says. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanamamalam. Srimad Bhagavat is authority because it is spotless Puran, says. Amalam, it's a spotless Puran. So then that Puran has been given to us by Srila Prabhupada. And hundreds and thousands of devotees are already convinced about the contents, and they have kicked Darwin out of their mind long time ago and the theories. Anyway, hate the sin, not the sinner. I don't have to tell that Darwin committed some kind of sin by proposing something anti-Bhagavat, against Bhagavat, conclusion of Bhagavat. There was no need. But the world thought, oh, we don't know how the world was created. Could someone supply some theory? So then speculation came up. But though the students of Bhagavatam, they will not look beyond Bhagavat. So as there are more and more students and followers of this Bhagavat, person Bhagavat also, like Prabhupada and Goswamis of Vrindavan, they wouldn't think twice. This is it. So as we distribute Bhagavatam more, sets of Bhagavatam more, and more people read and more people, then immediately everything else is out. Doesn't fit into the picture, doesn't make sense. So this is most intelligible, most intelligent approach, information. In fact, history, as we said, coming from Kapil Dev. So as with the spreading of Krishna consciousness and with more and more distribution of this knowledge, this Bhagavatam, all the darkness will disappear. Where there is sun, there is no darkness. Krishna Surya Sam Maya Hai Andhakar. So the world was thinking, we don't know how the world was created, let's find out. There's no need to do experiments with the truth. The truth exists. You don't make experiments with the truth. As someone tried to do that. But then Prabhupada founded also Bhaktivedanta Institute, BI, with a very important task. The scientists are gurus these days. For most of people, scientists are the gurus. Who cares for the gurus? Or scientists are. But Prabhupada wanted his devotee, his disciples, scientist disciples, to prove Krishna is a supreme scientist and life comes from life and not from matter and all this the creation, and then his vision was this planetarium in Mayapur. Not only we install deities and we have this and that, but part of the temple complex, planetarium. Challenging the modern scientific approach and so-called science. Challenging whole science. Of course, Krishna is challenging. On behalf of Krishna, his pure devotees, Srila Prabhupada, challenged. So, alright, I think we are over time, so we'll stop here. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Ay, Gaur Premanande. I'm leaving now. What? A comment? Here's a comment, one comment from. Our scientist is witnessing our...
So thank you, Maharaj, for your wonderful class. I know it's late. Anyway, Bhagavatam is supposed to have our very life, and we should go forever, but I know the programs that are in the temple. But you mentioned a very important point, covering the subject of material nature and the birth. So I want to mention very short comment that Prabhupada told us in Bhaktivedanta Institute members, scientists, we have that big responsibility to carry on against this Darwin theory. And special, as you say, you mentioned the Big Bang. These so-called gurus, that scientists, they're misleading people. And Prabhupada told us to preach very strongly against this atheistic conception. Even the very mantra of Prabhupada, Nirvishesha Shunya Bhari, is against that. So, I came from a congress on science and spirituality in Switzerland, in Zurich. And you're repeating what Prabhupada told us and putting forward against Big Bang, we call that Big Vision. This Big Vision is the vision of Krishna. You mentioned, Aham Sarvasya Prabhu. So, by humble preaching and the example life of dedication of Sarudama Maharaj and other members, after 30 years of preaching, some influence, positive influence in the conscience of the scientists is being changed. So now they are very much against Darwin theory and my humble preaching of Vedic cosmology, presenting that against the Big Bang and Vedic cosmology is giving a very scientific, according to Bhagavatam, description of the world. We are theistic, we are presenting Vedic cosmology, theistic paradigm, and repeating Prabhupada's lemma, life came from life, Krishna is supreme scientist, etc. So we can see that Prabhupada's faith in or academic preaching is strongly important. As you know, Prabhupada in his last days, he was only speaking about this preaching of Bhaktivedanta Institute. So please give all mercy or blessings that we can not only going on with this preaching all over the world, but we can make also the Vedic planetarium conception according to Srimad Bhagavatam. Please.
Haribo. Vishuddha Sattva Prabhu, who was just talking, he is member of BI, Prabhupada's BI, and is one of the members working on the planetarium, all the cosmology, astronomy, research. So he's a big contributor before that planetarium is built. The whole philosophy, all knowledge has to be gather, so he's on that team, GBC appointed team, to gather all the
evidence for the in support of the Vedic cosmology and astronomy. So, thank you.
Krishna.